Hello and welcome to episode 100 of Pixels in the Animation. We made it. I'm, of course, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is, as always, TV's Mr. Neil.
Thank you for listening to the Pixels in the Animation podcast. You've been a real pant load.
Technically, haven't we been a pant load for them?
Well,
because 7 years of reviewing, you know,
crap.
In your terms, crap. I was nine, all right? I liked it. When I'm, like, my inner nine-year-old is still inside me, damn it. I don't care. Yes, I agree. There are certain things that are so wrong with Super Show. There are certain things that are so wrong with Mario 3 and Mario World. Don't even get me started.
They were made.
But... Really, this is the road you're going to take? Come on, this is the last episode. Technically, you are the Bowser to my Mario at this point. Although I don't have an excuse me princess voice, so I couldn't be linked to your Ganon.
No.
And I don't want to know which one of us would be Mother Brain. That's just strange. So it hasn't been 7 years to the day, but it has been 7 years, folks, since we started Pixels in the Animation. I've said this before. This all came out of Tooncast Episode 1, which was the Nintendo cartoons, which sadly I don't even think you were on. I think it was me,
no.
Optimus Slow, and my buddy Dion Walker, the Music Man 08, that was on that. And by the time we started this in 20, I think I announced it in 2012. We launched in 2013. I think that's right.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. By 2013, by the time we announced it, we were already, you know, friends and whatever online and yada, yada, yada. I had listened to a bunch of your really awesome opinions and a bunch of really whacked out and strange, I don't know what they were, but from the other guy that was the other aficionado. I still have, thank God Steve Megatron is here at times, because sometimes I don't have old audio. He saved my rant when I went off on Ben. And we did the All-Star Superman thing. We were doing something. I think it was All-Star Superman. I don't know. It was something. And I don't remember either. And it's whatever. But, like, holy crap, 7 years, 100 episodes of Pixels in the Animation. We made it through everything we said we were going to make it through. With the exception of Donkey Kong Country, we kind of finagled that around to just have it be one episode, because the episodes we did watch were so god-awful.
That would have killed me.
Yeah. I gotta say, still, after all this time, and after all these years since all these cartoons have been out, the Marios, Captain N, and Zelda are my favorites still.
Wow.
I mean, Mega Man 94 is great too, but, I mean, Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, they weren't the best they could have been.
It's all about the Earthworm. For me. Although there was a very, very smart, intelligent, bespeckled fictional character on Twitter who pointed out that we skipped over one cartoon that we should have actually covered, which was the Sam and Max cartoon. I was just like, God damn it.
And then I came back to you and said, oh, wait. We can have 13 more episodes and end on a really, really bad note of episode 113 of the podcast. You're like, I veto that.
Yeah. No. But I will say that I watched one episode of it, and I'm very happy to say it's 5 stars. I'll give it a very quick impromptu review right here, which is that the episode is The Thing That Wouldn't Stop It. It's the first episode. It's an episode where Sam and Max are investigating a monster living inside someone's refrigerator. It's like, it swallowed like 3 repairmen that had to go in after them to save them. And it turns out that it was like a mutant TV dinner that just wanted someone to eat it so it could move on to a better place, because it was the last of its kind. Totally fucked up premise. Just whacked out on drugs storyline. Great characters. Great comedy. I loved it. I'm going to watch more. So that's the review. 5 stars.
You do realize we now have to do this, right? Because you've just completely sold me. So you do realize what you're doing here, right?
I'm retired.
You're not retired. You are not retired. You know what we can do, though? It's funny. We can cross-promote it, but it wouldn't be specifically pixels in the animation. We have this new idea over at Tooncast. We're actually bringing Tooncast back. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing multiple series at a time. We're basically going to be doing episodes 5 days a week. And mm-hmm. each day is a different cartoon series. So, like, Mondays could be, like, the 2002 Masters of the Universe. Tuesdays could be Thundercats. Wednesdays could be something. Thursdays could be Turtles. And Fridays is most likely going to be ending up being Cops for the first part of it. And we're going to go through each of those. And just like we did in the beginning of this podcast, we're going to review a whole week, Monday through Friday, per episode. So 5 episodes in one podcast per each of these series.
Oh, God.
At some point. So we could. You said there were 13 episodes of?
There were 13.
You said there were 13 episodes of.
One season.
Okay, so. Okay, so, you know, 5, 5, and 3. There you go, or 5 and whatever. I don't know. Just saying, there is a way to do it without, you know, you feeling like you've come out of retirement.
I've lost my voice. I can't do it.
No, stop. You know better than that. You know, 11 years I've been doing this podcasting shtick, folks, I've only ever lost my voice once. And that was after doing a 6-hour recording for San Diego Comic-Con, either 2010, 2011, or 2012. Oh, we did it live as the Saturday was going on for SDCC. And that was the only time in 11 years I've lost my voice. Whereas a certain Canadian bird loses his voice every other day. Oops. it's Super Mario, eh?
God. Nothing against him.
Yes.
We're all friends in this
house. Okay, so... In this house.
Yeah.
in this hoosegow. Yeah. Oh, Lord. So, the final episode, the final topic. Animated series from, like, animated series we wish that games had made. Like, right. Games that were out that did not get cartoons.
Right.
Or whatever you were going to say.
Something like that. Games we wish would have had cartoons based on them.
Yes. My number one wish would be to go back and get all of the voice actors from Metal Gear Solid. And have a limited run animated series based on the original PlayStation Metal Gear Solid game.
Mm. See, now I had thought about doing Metal Gear, but I was just like, well, the games are basically prolonged movies anyway. They're kind of cartoons in themselves.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you barely play them. You go through a mission and then you watch a movie for like an hour and a half.
Well, that's the same thing as Final Fantasy, but still.
Not really.
Kind of. Final Fantasy has long cutscenes too.
You've never played a Final Fantasy.
But I see the cutscenes all the time.
They're not that long.
Anyway, yeah, but I mean, I don't know, just that game kind of hit me when it came out. A buddy of mine had turned me on to it, and I was like, ooh, cool. And the whole thing of, and I know this is silly now, but the whole thing of to beat Psycho Mantis, you had to unplug the controller from port 1 and put it into port 2. And because he reads your mind and he somehow reads the PlayStation, even though it wasn't online at all at that time.
Well, the breaking of the fourth wall. So it's basically got a little bit of Deadpool in it, which you could easily yes. transfer into an animated series where they're breaking the fourth wall. They're like referencing the animators or something.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid, the original first game, would be my number one choice for an animated series or an animated film or something like that based off a video game.
Mm. Well, I'm going to do mine in reverse order. I've got five. Okay. I've got five. So my number five is Final Fantasy VI, actually, which is the last Super Nintendo one. Was released here as Final Fantasy III. I think everyone knows that, but I call it Final Fantasy VI because every iteration after that was correctly numbered, so stop calling it III. But anyway, that rant aside, Final Fantasy VI had a pretty epic story, and it has this huge ensemble of characters, playable characters. Like, I think there's like 14 in all, and they all have very, very different personalities, and the story will take certain characters in different directions, and it has like, it doesn't really have a chapter system, but it does seem to have multiple chapters that you could compartmentalize into individual episodes. It would have to be very serialized. It would have to be like a serialized TV show. So I think you could, as long as you were in it for the long haul, you couldn't be one season. You know, unfortunately, like if this came out in the mid to late 90s, it probably would be like a season or two, and then they'd just be like, cut it. You'd have to be in it for like 5 seasons to cover the whole thing, but it's a very long story, and it's got a lot of good characters in it, and I think it would make a really excellent, it'd probably make a better anime than an American cartoon, actually.
And that's right up your alley, because you love that stuff.
Well, I like the old anime.
Yeah, new anime, not so much.
Yeah.
Number 4?
My number 4, just kind of randomly off the NES, from the latter day of the NES, when everyone moved on to the Super Nintendo, it kind of became the land of Natsume. Natsume was like, where did everybody go? Capcom and Konami have left. We're in charge of this system now. So they released a bunch of awesome games, like after like 91. From 91 to 94, they were like the kings of the NES, and they released a game called Shatterhand. And Shatterhand is, this one's almost like a cheat, because the original version of Shatterhand in Japan was actually based on like a Super Sentai show, but they scrubbed all of the references to that show from the American release. So it just comes off as kind of this comic book superhero guy who just has like bionic hands, and his whole thing is that he punches things and they explode. And I'm like, now that's a 90s action character. If I ever saw one, that would have made a great action cartoon in the mid 90s. So I think Shatterhand would have been an excellent cartoon.
Very cool.
Yes. And should I just keep going?
Sure.
Okay. My number 3 is, this one's pretty obvious if you know the Genesis. What's the one mascot character that didn't get a cartoon series other than, oh man, I should have put Ristar in. Oh well, never mind. Other than Ristar would have been Rocket Knight Adventures, which is it's the video game with the possum character that's got a rocket pack and a sword.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's like this great, like, cartoony adventure. It's really expressive, and I think he would have made a great, like, comical hero, like kind of a self-deprecating hero. Just like someone who's like really accident prone or just really goofy. Just this sort of like an unlikely hero. I think he would have made a great That would have made a great premise for a cartoon. Would have been a little more like Earthworm Jim. I think it would have worked out pretty well like that. And now these last two.
Number 2?
These last two are both space-themed. And the first one is, we're going to jump to the PC. This is a game by Sierra. Had a lot of cousin series, from King's Quest to Leisure Suit Larry to Quest for Glory. But the series that I think should have been made into a cartoon is none other than Space Quest. And this is another cartoon where I think it would have been a great fit for the Earthworm Jim type mold, which is, you know, the unlikely hero, the kind of bumbling fool. Because Roger Wilco, the protagonist of Space Quest, is a janitor. And he always finds himself in these like unlikely situations where it's him against this like evil horde of space aliens. And the game is hilarious because there's like tons of ways to die, and they're always like excruciatingly funny. It's like him getting torn apart or eaten or maimed or whatever, crushed. And it's just a hilarious series, and it lends very well to comedy. And so I think it'd make another great, you know, comedy cartoon series. So I think a Space Quest series just begged to be made, and it never happened. Mm-hmm. Now, the last one should be fairly obvious, at least if you're familiar with Nintendo properties. Of course, there was a Mario cartoon and a Zelda cartoon, but there never was a fucking Metroid cartoon. And no, Captain N does not count, because Metroid would have been great, because it's a lone bounty hunter, you know, just you could have done it. It's basically the video game version of like Alien. Basically what it was originally based on was Alien, and then it kind of like spun off into its own thing, and the story potential of it kind of plays out in the Metroid Prime series, but I think even as far back as Super Metroid, I think you could have done a really good story out of it, because from Metroid 2 to Metroid 3, there was this really interesting arc where, you know, she discovers the home planet of the Metroids, and she saves one, and it becomes kind of her... It kind of takes her on as the mother. So this, like, baby Metroid thinks that Samus is its mother and, you know, bonds with her. And then it ends up, you know, dying, saving her at the end of Super Metroid, you know, spoiler. But, you know, the game's, like, 20 years old, so, you know, you should have... 25 years old, you should have played it already. Yes, but, And then that story continued even further into Metroid Fusion, and it's just a really beloved series. And I'm just surprised that nobody ever thought to make a cartoon out of it. They just kind of shoehorned it very slightly into Captain N, and I guess it kind of got some more love in the comic book adaptation of Captain N, where Samus was actually there. But you know, I kind of wish that there was a lone Metroid series.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be very cool. Again, going off the, even though I know nothing of it, but I remember seeing the trailers and seeing other story points for Metroid Prime, but I remember everybody going bananas for the Metroid Prime series, and putting a animated series based off of that story would be really cool. I've got a couple other just, you know, ideas that probably would never work, but Legacy of Kain.
I could see
Soul Reaver 2, like you do like a short, not necessarily anthology series, but just, you know, like Netflix it. Like, you know, I mean, this is so sad. All three seasons of that crappy She-Ra cartoon add up to 26 episodes, which technically was one season of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, God.
But like, you know, you could Netflix it up and do like a 13-episode run or something like that, yeah, or whatever.
Well, my assumption was like you'd be making the cartoon in the era in which it was made. So, like, yeah, you could take any of my suggestions, put it on Netflix. But I'm thinking like, you know, 13-episode run in the 90s.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to think of like today's technology and how we are today. Like, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I think that would be really cool. But we've come so far since having to watch daily cartoons on a Zenith television.
I actually kind of miss those days.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Two that may or may not work, probably wouldn't work, but I'd like to see them try. In the vein of Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, but slightly better, hopefully, with today's technology. I like Bloody Roar 2 out of that series the best. So either that or Soul Calibur, Soul's Edge, whatever you want to call that fighting game series. Like, I liked those characters, and I remember playing those games, and I think those would make, again, just short, you know, short one-season, two-season things with short episode orders. They did try to do Wizards and Warriors. So there is that, because Kuros was on Power Team.
Oh, God.
Which technically doesn't – technically that shouldn't count, just like, you know, you said Captain N doesn't count. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I want a Captain N revival, because I want them to be able to go beyond – and like, I don't want Captain N, Lana, and Simon and everybody going into, you know, Poke World or something, because I honestly – Nintendo essentially is just Pokemon nowadays, isn't it? I mean, Pokemon and Mario. Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, seriously, I am so far out of the Nintendo. I'm so far out of most of the console stuff, but I see news bits here and there, and I see the Switch, and I see the Wii, and I'm like, I can't play that crap, because, hello, the controllers are too damn big, because whatever. I'm disabled, folks. I'm old. I'm disabled. I just had brain surgery a few months ago, so there is that. But yeah, I mean, like, have an updated version of Captain N, where he goes to multiple, like, you know, Red Dead. Can you imagine Captain N and the N team at Red Dead Redemption? Oh, they'd all be dead immediately as soon as they jump through the warp zone. But I mean, say what you will about that the Captain N cartoon, the idea of being able to go in and out of other video games was kind of cool. It was. And I think if you did something like that, not necessarily Captain N, but you know, I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with Metal Gear. Okay. Metal Gear Solid. I think that's the best idea I've come up with during this episode.
See, I thought for sure you were going to say you were going to like pitch a spin-off of Captain N, but it was going to be like the Tetris cartoon, just so you could bring back Mayor Squaresley.
Well, you know, Gary Chalk is awesome. And yeah, you could. You could do that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to have, and this is just, you know, this is just me dreaming, because I don't think a live-action series is ever going to happen again. And this isn't really video games, so I'm kind of cheating here. I'd love to have a Knight Rider animated series, but that's just the 80s kid in me.
We kind of did have one. We covered it.
No, it didn't.
Well, the Pole Position cartoon was basically a Knight Rider cartoon.
Oh my god.
It kind of was. Come on. A guy who's inside of a tractor trailer truck.
Yeah, that's okay. That's, you got me there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, now I just kind of want to play Mega Move for you on loop at this point.
Oh, God.
But, yeah. And there have been multiple other, besides the Underground series, there have been multiple other Sonic cartoons. I have zero interest in any of them. Like Sonic Boom and Sonic this and Sonic that. Only because I work with them, or I review their comics and things like that, I was going to suggest we maybe review at least a couple of issues of the IDW Sonic the Hedgehog comic. Hmm. I don't know how good or bad it is. I have not read it. But again, if we were going to keep the show going, I was going to suggest that at one point. We can always just do it as a pullback episode. So it's not like it's, you know, I'm not like you said, not necessarily. I'm not necessarily retired, but I do believe this show is at its end, unless, you know, somehow, folks, we can twist Neil's arm behind his back to make him review Sam and Cat with us.
Sam and Max.
Or Sam and Max, or whatever it's called. Sam and Cat. Ugh, what? I don't even watch that, but I saw a Nickelodeon ad for that old show. Anyway. Oh, yes. Can you tell we are, at least I am, like, off my rocker now, folks? 7 years it took us to do this. Obviously, life has happened to both of us. Things have happened in our personal lives and whatever. Originally, most of the time when I create 100-episode podcasts, I think that they should have a 2-year time span as far as recording, editing, releasing. Obviously, shit happens.
Yeah.
We're here. I remember that one, without even pulling up iTunes or anything, I remember that one review on iTunes for us from, what's his, Psycho something. I forget. I'll have to look it up now.
Psycho Mantis.
No, it wasn't Psycho Mantis. I think it was like Cosmic Psycho or something. He said something about that he really liked the premise and he liked us going through, even though they're really bad cartoons. Yeah. But he was wondering if we were going to be able to make it through all 100 episodes, kind of a thing. Well, dude, we made it.
I see you like listening to Retronauts.
Oh, Lord. Anything else that you want to bring up? Anything else we missed in the last 7 years? Anything else?
I can't think of anything really. I know there have been a lot of bad cartoons that I don't want to cover. We already did like a single episode of the Pac-Man cartoon. We did like whatever we could find of the Saturday Supercade cartoon. I don't know. I'm sure there are other cartoons. You know what? Another wish list of mine would be like a Sonic cartoon, since you brought it up, a Sonic cartoon that's actually based on the animation style of Sonic Mania. Because that opening cartoon of Sonic Mania is so goddamn cute, and I'm like, that's what Sonic needs to be. He needs to be cute and adorable. He screw this attitude, 90s dude version of Sonic. Fucking chili dog eating poser.
You know you want a chili dog.
No.
Did I do that?
That's no good.
And since this is Pixels and the animation, even though this series never got a video game, which I'm really thankful and surprised it never did, actually, but I believe as of this recording, we are 2 weeks away from Steve Urkel's debut on Scooby-Doo and Guess Who.
Oh, Jesus.
With Lil White returning to voice Steve Urkel. Now, I have watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have watched 6 of the episodes that Scooby-Doo and Guess Who has released. Basically, for those that don't know, it's basically a modern version of the Scooby-Doo movies from 1972. Mm-hmm. Where they have a mystery guest each episode, and they have a mystery to solve, and yada, yada, yada. So far, Scrappy is not there, so that's good for most people. You know, I don't care either way. I still like Scrappy. I don't – whatever. They've had basketball player Chris Paul. They've had the Funky Phantoms. They've had Wanda Sykes. They've had Sherlock Holmes, Ricky Gervais, and Wonder Woman. The only one out of those I just mentioned that I felt really, really weird watching and really, really bad watching it was the Ricky Gervais episode. It was bad. The funny thing is, the last one that they're going to do for whatever this current season is for this new show is Batman.
Yeah.
And they've got Kevin fucking Conroy for Batman.
Oh, good. I was just about to say, oh, it's too bad. It's too bad Adam West is gone, but you said Kevin Conroy. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, it is too bad Adam West is gone.
He never did a Scooby-Doo. Oh, my God, that would have been awesome.
He did.
Well, they had whoever did the animated version. They had like the Super Friends version of Batman team up with Scooby-Doo. I don't remember an Adam West team up, though.
I could have sworn in Scooby-Doo movies. I could have sworn that was Adam West.
I don't believe that was Adam West. I think that was whomever that was and Casey Kasem as Robin.
I know it was Casey Kasem as Robin, but I swear to God, I swear on my mother's grave, I thought that was Adam West. Now I have to look it up. Because I swear to God, I thought that was Adam West. BehindTheVoiceActors.com. Not Batman voice, you morons, not franchise. I don't want to pop up. What? Oh, really? You're really going to do... Man, I hate that website now. Superpowers, Legendary, Super Friends. Come on. Make me be right. Damn it. I swear. You've got to be kidding me. There's no...
Right here on IMDb, it says Olin Soleil as Batman for...
Come on! That's not fair! You're ruining my childhood, damn it! I always thought that was Adam West.
Nope.
I swear. I mean, I always knew Casey was Robin. I always knew that. But yeah. I swear it was... Damn it. Son of a bitch. Well, this show's over. Hey, Curly, Dawes Butler was the voice of Curly Joe.
The bad Curly.
Yes, I know, but it was timely. So, you know.
Joe Dorito is not a stooge.
No, we know. Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought he was... Oh, no. I thought it was Joe Besser that was the bad one.
They're both the bad ones.
Right, Besser. Obviously. I know, but Dorita is the less bad out of the two of them, right?
I mean, guess so, but only because he's totally milquetoast. He's just kind of there. He's like, yeah, I'm totally curly. I'm just going to stand here while you two do all the jokes. That's basically everything I remember about Curly Joe Dorita is him just kind of being there.
Mm.
He's there to be number three and to somehow wind up with the lion's share of the rights to the Three Stooges somehow.
Mm, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. The guy who had the least to do with any of it wound up, although it was more his descendants wound up with it because he was long dead by the time that happened. So weird.
Absolutely. All right, so this went off on a complete tangent.
That's just fine. I'm happy to be right. That's almost as good as the time I bet Kitty Hawk that the first episode of The Simpsons was the Christmas episode. And I'm like, I'm so sure I'm right, I'm not even going to look it up. And she's like, oh, you're just going to be totally smug about it. And then I was right. I was like, uh-huh.
Well, yeah, because the Tracy Ullman show was the first, but...
But the first official episode, the first aired episode, was the Christmas special. And I remember because they advertised the full season like right after the Christmas special aired. Because we all thought it was like a one-off. We're just like, oh, there's a whole series coming. So that's how I remember the Christmas special being the first one.
Yeah, that was December of 89, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one where they got Santa's Little Helper, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that was the first episode. I've known that for years.
Yeah.
Even though I knew that the characters came from the Tracy Ullman show. Mm-hmm. So, pixels in the animation. I think we've been depixelated. I don't know anymore, folks.
We've been converted to polygons. Wait, no. Yes. No, we're not doing that.
We've been up-converted.
We're not going to find the vectors in the animation, no.
And all I can think of is, what's your vector, Victor?
Oh, no.
When you devolve into airplane jokes, folks, you know it's time to end the show. Thank you for joining us here on Pixels in the Animation for the last 7 years. Hopefully everyone has continued to listen and at least enjoyed the pain that we went through. There are some ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Obviously, the show is ending, but you can still contact us if you'd like to talk about past episodes and things like that. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Email us feedback at geekcastradio.com. Listen to us using Apple and Google Podcasts, along with Spotify, Spreaker, and many other podcatching clients, but we prefer those. Leave reviews in iTunes as well. Follow us on Twitter. At Geekcast Radio is the network Twitter. I am at TFGU, and Mike, what is your Twitter?
Peelin Baby for the...
Baby?
Peelin Bailey. Peelin Bailey for my baby face persona, and Neil Sama for the heel version.
There you go.
Yeah.
Become a fan of Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out Raving. Is it raving.hipster over there?
It's ravinghipster.com and facebook.com/raving.hipster.
That's what I thought. We hope you enjoyed the final episode of Pixels in the Animation and wish you'll listen to us again soon in some other podcasting endeavor. We have no idea what we're going to end up doing. I do know Neil will make some sort of guest appearance on the Scooby-Doo and Guess Who episodes for Tooncast. But as far as us doing a full-fledged project again, I don't know. I'm not sure what we'll be end up doing.
I do have my own video game version of the Raving Hipster podcast, which I think might end up on Geekcast Radio at some point.
Mm-hmm. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
I did mention, not that I really care to, but I know you probably checked at least the first episode out, if we were, which we aren't continuing this show, but if we needed more content, I did mention to you the Netflix Castlevania series.
Yeah. It's a possibility.
Who knows?
Yeah.
For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
TV's Mr. Neil.
Stay pixelated, everyone, and thank you for helping us find the pixels in the animation for these last 7 years.
Game over!
I'm not like going to come in and invade your show, but if, you know, there is something that you want my opinion on, I'm most of the time always around.
Might do like Master System memories.
Alex Kidd is the worst fucking mascot they ever had.
Yeah, I know very little about the Master System, actually. I've only played one game ever. It was an emulation anyway.
I played Alex Kidd in the Lost Stars. I played, because I had the Master System. Sadly, it was my system.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I played Reggie Jackson Baseball. And I want to say that's it, but I remember having one or two other ones, but I couldn't tell you for the life of me what they are.
Yeah, that system sadly has the distinction of being more powerful than the NES, but like wasn't developed for long enough for anyone to figure out how to really maximize it.
Yeah,
like all the awesome games that came out toward the end of the NES were great, and it just saddens me that Master System didn't have an era like that, because it really should have.
You know, it's so sad. So on my phone, thank God this doesn't happen. I don't think it happens on Facebook, the website itself. But on my phone, on the Facebook app, they have like ads from Hot Topic and Box Lunch and whatever sometimes. And I cycle through those sometimes mainly to see what pops they have on sale. But I'm cycling through it recently, and I showed this to Karen the other day or the other night. And I'm like, that's a no. They have a Nintendo Super Mario sleep mask where it's Mario's face that would cover your eyes. It's the creepiest thing I have ever seen. It's so strange.
Why would you make that?
I don't know.
That's not the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, maybe it's not, but it is most definitely the creepiest, though. One of. Ooh. Here, hold on. Copy link. I'm going to just send it to you in Messenger because it's easier that way than doing it over Skype.
Yeah.
So at least you can see. Super Mario sleep mask. Ew. Yeah, it's creepy. It's just that front facing image is like it's right out of the Super Show image. It's just so creepy.
You could be laying in bed with that on, and your wife rolls over, looks at you, and she's like, "Ah!" those two eyes just staring into her soul.
Yeah, and my eyes will be closed underneath the mask. And I'll be like, "It's a me, Mario." Oh God!
Or do like the mumbling that he does in the games, like in the RPG yep. games, he does this like funny Italian mumbling. He's like pasta fagioli, you know. It's like almost Popeye-ish. I'll have to like find some samples of that because it's really funny.
It's funny.
Anyone else thinking of the end of Super Mario 2? Yeah.